Welcome, welcome to Between Us, episode 26. That comes after episode 25. Yes, thank you. Right off the top, if you look up and you see our subscriber count and it's not at 1,000, shame on you. But also, hit the subscribe button.
After he just shamed you.
You've been shamed, but now loved.
Okay.
So hit the subscribe button. Also, check out our merch, whywedream.com, if you want to support the show. So right off the top, I got to speak to someone directly.
Who?
One listener. So if this isn't you, you can tune out, start cleaning, do whatever you want. But I have a special message for this one person.
Who?
Okay. If you were flying yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
On Allegiant Airlines sitting in row 18CA.
I thought you were on Frontier.
Oh yeah, Frontier. I did that yesterday. They're all the same, right?
They're all shitty.
Yeah. Okay, Frontier, right?
Yeah.
Which one's the right one?
Frontier.
If you were on Frontier sitting seat 18.
On March 12th.
Row 18, seat A, go to hell.
Jaden.
I'm dead serious.
You have a vendetta today.
I'm still like, ugh. Okay, so me and Taylor went to a shoot in Colorado.
Yes.
To film with our client, uncle. Who's your uncle.
I wasn't invited. I was uninvited, actually.
Different time. We'll talk about that a different time. And as I've talked about on here, I don't really like being in the air.
Yes.
I don't like flying. And I get all bothered and sweaty. But first things first, we get to the airport. We're dropping off the rental. And right then, our flight gets delayed. Right, and it was already a late flight, so we go there, and we're just sitting at the airport for like 3 hours waiting for our flight.
And when we were doing the car rental drop-off, we both had to pee really bad.
Yes. So I was already stressed, okay? And then we go, and I had TSA pre-check. Taylor did it.
Taylor.
I'm a peasant.
So I ditched him. And then they were like, you can't wait here. You got to get on the tram. So I'm like, oh, well, my friend, they're like, I don't care, get on the tram. So I get on the tram, and I'm waiting. Long story short, kept getting delayed, yada, yada, right? So we finally get on the plane, and we take off, and immediately I feel someone kicking my calf.
I didn't realize you could fit your feet through to get under the seat.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. I think I have short legs, so I've never tried.
Like, boom. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Over and over and over. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, at first I was like, it's probably a kid swinging his feet. But I was like, no, that wouldn't make sense because I couldn't see.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got to a point where, like, their foot was just pressing on the back of my leg.
You probably didn't realize it was your leg.
So I thought that. I was like, maybe I should let him know it's my leg. So I let it raise my foot, and I kicked him back. Kicked his foot.
And
I felt under my chair, right? So I'm like, all good. Now he knows. He knows not to kick me.
Okay.
Like 15 minutes later, I feel a foot just tapping, like someone shaking their leg, tapping my calf.
He must have very long legs.
So again, I raise my foot and kick his foot back. Shuffling under the chair.
Uh-huh.
Long story short, we landed. I turn around. It was not a kid. It was a grown man.
Well, why did you wait till the end of the flight?
I don't know, because I know if I go there, it's going to be escalation.
You think?
Yes. I was mad. I could tell. Like, if I turn around and I say, stop kicking my leg, and he gives the wrong response.
Yes, but
the air marshal's gonna come and tase me.
You're gonna end up like the Burger King crown guy.
Yeah, exactly. What?
Yeah, but I feel like
Who?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, no. Not the Burger King ground. No. Not that scenario.
He's like, yes.
I was waiting for you to realize.
I thought you were talking about the,
talking
like,
about.
He's not real, man. That lady.
Oh.
You might have ended up like her, too.
That's what I was trying to avoid. Yeah, she was like, that guy back there is not real, man.
But
yeah,
I feel
turn
like...
around. And I'm like, dude. And he said, oh, was I kicking you? But we already landed.
Right.
So I was like, so then we're walking, I'm telling Taylor, I'm like, freaking guy is kicking me. Whole freaking flight. And we turn around, he's right behind us on the like, whatever you call those things, the walker moving
thing.
Well,
that makes sense because he probably got off right after you.
Well, Taylor went potty.
Oh.
Yeah.
And did he say anything?
No.
Oh.
I don't think he heard me.
I mean, I feel like it would have been fine.
I'm just saying, like, dude, how are people... how are people so... stupid?
Jaden.
I know. But like, you kind of have to be a little stupid, I feel like.
No, I'm sure he probably...
What? He didn't realize by three kicks? I literally went like Whoa. That on his foot.
That was... She shook the whole house just now.
And then, yeah, exactly. He knew. I knew. Like, what a freak, right?
That is weird. I've never experienced that. I didn't realize that was even like a possibility.
I know. But I feel like this happens all the time. You go to the movie theater and the person behind you like puts their foot up on the back of your chair and just.
Yeah, they just don't have like. Courtesy.
Like, what is that, Taylor?
They just don't have a courtesy.
You
for
know that I hate leg shaking.
Yeah, imagine on your calf, someone's foot shaking. Literally, his bottom of his foot was on the back of my calf, going like that.
There is few things I do not like. Well, more than a leg shake.
Okay, we're not talking about me right now, Taylor. But here's the thing that bothers me the most is when others ruin experiences for others.
Yeah.
Just because they're selfish or not self-aware.
Self-aware. That's it.
You know what I mean? But like, he knew I kicked him.
Yeah.
Why do you think he still did it? He's just a freak like that? Has like a vendetta against dudes?
Maybe,
with
or maybe
beards
he, maybe
and,
he likes to pick fights.
And
maybe
they,
he's one of those people.
That's why I was wondering. I was like, is he instigating so that I'll like...
He likes to get a reaction.
Yeah, he wants a reaction.
They also just put you in a really tough position. Like, I've been on a flight where a kid kept, like, short leg kid kept kicking the back of my
yeah.
chair. And I tell myself when I'm outside of that moment that I would say something. But I remember that flight, I was sitting there like, what am I going to do? How am I going to get this kid to stop
but that,
kicking my chair?
Right, and that should be on the parents, you know, like, to realize.
And I usually, like, with kids, it still makes me really mad. It still drives me crazy. But I'm kind of like, I can... Get to a place where I'm like, well, it's a freaking kid.
Yeah, but I feel like I'd be more mad at the parents.
And I'm more
for
mad
not
at the parents.
Like, hey, why don't you tell your kid to stop?
Tell your kids to stop doing that.
Yeah.
But a grown adult.
Right.
Dude.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's crazy. Mm. Like, what world is this?
I don't know.
Am I overreacting?
No.
I mean, it was a
frontier. I feel like
flight.
It was, like, so crazy to me.
I would have died.
And do I say something and escalate it?
I mean...
Like, do I turn around and be like, bro, you're kicking my leg.
I think you can say something without escalating
right, you can
it.
Say,
and what
hey,
if he's like, well, I don't care.
I have to.
Then you either have to suffer through it or then it escalates. I think you can nicely...
That's what I mean. I don't think I can just be like, I'll suffer through it. I think I'm going to be like...
But I think you can say something to a stranger without...
Yeah, you can
without,
get a flight attendant.
Okay, help me. Role play. Just, role play. I'm kicking you.
I would...
Go ahead.
No, you go.
Okay, go, Liz. Okay. I'm kicking you.
Okay.
Over and over.
Say,
you've already kicked me, but I don't care.
I would just say, hey,
you're
sorry. I don't know if you realize, but this is my, that's my leg you're kicking. Could you please stop?
I wasn't kicking you.
Yeah, you were. I felt.
No, I wasn't.
Well, I'm going to tell the flight attendant on you.
Narc.
That's fine. I just would like to enjoy my flight.
You know what I mean? Like if it goes like
yeah,
that,
I mean,
I feel like it gets...
You don't know how they're going to respond. I think if you start like, hey, man, sorry, To what? Bug you, I think you're kicking my...
No, I wasn't.
...leg right now.
No.
Okay.
But that's the thing,
and
I feel like...
I go...
Like, I feel like someone that would do that would have that kind of interaction. I don't think they'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry, because he already got kicked.
I feel like generally most people are very nice
people. I know, that's why I'm so shocked.
So I just feel
what's happened?
Just next time, if it ever happens again, which I doubt it will, but if it does, just try it and see what happens. And if it escalates...
And then you see me on the news saying, that guy's not real.
Then you have a more exciting story to tell.
I know, I thought of that.
He's getting flight. In flight fight?
So there was a guy, since it was so delayed, but there was a guy, they were boarding zone one. And a guy tried to go through and they were like, you're zone two.
Right.
Get in the line. And he lost it.
Really?
And wouldn't get out of the way. So no one could board.
I feel like people are losing at the airport these days. I've seen multiple videos.
I know. And the lady kept saying, you need to step aside. Like over and over. And somehow he still was able to get on the plane. Like it was to a point I was like, tap Taylor. I was like, dude, that guy's like losing it.
Remember we saw someone get arrested?
So then on the plane he sits down. And I don't know if you noticed this, Taylor, but this dude gets on and he was for sure an air marshal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And sat right behind him. Last one to get on.
It'd be kind of fun to be an air marshal.
I know. So I was thinking that, like, if this guy and me start yelling, that air marshal's going to be like, taser.
Taser.
Open the exit.
Throw you out. See ya.
None of that on here. Anyways, we don't have to dwell on this.
That just gave me a thought I want to say real fast. I am the type of person... I want to know if other people are like me, where if a scene is being caused, I like can't watch.
Really?
I look away.
I have to watch.
I know you didn't acknowledge it when I was like, dude, look at that guy.
And Jaden was like locked in staring at this happen. And I was like, oh shit. And I like looked the other way.
Yeah, like I didn't even tell him.
I will get closer. I'm like, I need to see what's happening right now.
Yeah. I know. I was trying to listen.
I'm not saying it's not normal. I'm wondering if I'm not normal because I can't handle the
awkwardness of seeing the two people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's difficult for me to watch. Emma says same.
Yeah. But anyways, we don't have to talk about it. But if you're watching, bro, I don't like you. Sorry.
You'll probably never see him again. And if you do, that would be wild.
Oh my gosh. That would be my luck.
Utah, but
I'm going to go to like a premiere of a movie and that guy's going to be sitting behind me.
Then we'll have to beat him up.
Oh, there's so many stories. Let's continue.
Moving down the off the top.
Yep, what do we got?
We've got cleaning materials and scheduling in maintenance.
Yes.
For some reason, when Jaden goes out of town, I get in this mode where I just feel like I need to clean every inch of my house. So I took all the pillowcases off of these pillows. I cleaned out my dryer vents. I fixed our bathtub. I fixed our drawer that was broken since
you
the day we
the
moved.
Drawer?
I fixed the drawer.
I've opened that broken drawer so many times.
You fixed it?
I fixed it. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why. I think it's because...
Yeah, why?
I just feel like I can get more done. No offense, when you're not
why?
Here. I don't know.
You do know.
Jaden he doesn't think about things as much as I do, like messes and stuff. And so I just feel like I'm cleaning and he leaves a mess while I'm cleaning.
And
it makes me mad. So then so when he's not here, I just know I can get all done and my whole house is going to be completely clean all at the same time.
Anyways, I bought Lindsay a vacuum.
Yeah, the Wise one on TikTok. It was really nice, but I literally was running and vacuuming because...
It dies.
It dies in like 15 minutes.
I know. Sorry.
And I was on the phone with my sister and Kyle. He said, you know, why they do that is because in about 3 months, you're going to get an email advertising a new battery, and then they're just going to keep upgrading it, so you have to buy a new battery every so often. I'm like, yeah, and I'll probably buy it.
Okay, I like the vacuum conspiracy. Big, big vac.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a smart idea, though.
Yeah.
It keeps them in business, right?
Okay.
They're doing it on purpose, yep. I know it.
All right, what else we got?
Next, we have Parasite.
Oh, yeah.
It was a really good movie.
Dude, I want to watch it again.
Yeah, it wasn't what I was expecting. And it's all, if you ever watch it, you have to read all the subtitles because it's in Korean.
It's worth it.
Yeah, I was going to fall asleep because I was like, I'm not about to read this whole movie, but it sucked me in right at the beginning and I read the whole thing and it was really good.
It was really good.
You should rewatch Squid Game with subtitles. I feel like these, even though I don't understand Korean, yeah. I feel like it's better watching these Korean movies that are really good in Korean with subtitles.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah, I didn't mind it actually.
Yeah. I thought it was awesome. And like, usually we'll watch half of a movie and then, because it gets too late, because I get too sleepy. And then we'll go and watch, or we'll watch the rest of it the next day, right? But this one, I was like, what? How much is left? And I was like, okay, we'll stop in like 15 minutes, but then we just watched the whole thing.
Yeah, it was really good. There were a lot of surprises in it.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen it, check out Parasite. Like, it was really, really good. I don't know, did we watch it on HBO Max, I think?
I think so.
I know we didn't have to pay, so it's on one of the streaming services. But yeah, I think I gave it a 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5? 4.5 out of 5. So, awesome movie.
It is so good. And so it won Best Picture.
It did win that.
2020.
And I remember watching that and thinking like, oh, I want to watch that. Mm-hmm. And it's been on my list for a while, so... Yeah, we're on a kick. We even watched Hateful Eight.
We did. That one was wild.
That one was crazy. I don't know how much we can say, but...
I know. It takes place basically in one place. A cabin.
And it's a Quentin Tarantino movie. Yes. So if you like that style...
Which I did say when we were watching Parasite, there was a couple moments. I was like, oh, this is like a Quentin Tarantino movie.
The ending for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 1,000%.
If you like those movies and if you like those kind of wild surprises.
Yep. Yeah. Those are awesome. So I recommend both. Yeah. I think I give Hateful Eight, I think I gave it a 3.5.
Yeah. That's what I would give it. There were parts they could have definitely shortened it a lot.
I know.
Because I'm like, them riding in the carriage and then just
watching.
Yeah.
The pacing was.
Yeah. Slow.
Odd. Like I even said at the beginning, like, this reminds me of the intro to like, Monty Python Search for the Holy Grail, where it's just so long. And you're like, all right, what are we getting to here? So, yep, those are awesome.
Okay, guys, we are jumping into the news now, and I will read you this one. It is Boeing under scrutiny amid whistleblower's tragic death. Boeing faces increased scrutiny after failing a significant portion of a Federal Aviation Administration audit on the 737 MAX amid recent safety incidents involving its aircraft. Concurrently, John Barnett, a whistleblower and former Boeing quality control manager who exposed safety issues, particularly with the 787 Dreamliner, was found dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound in Charleston, South Carolina. Barnett's recent deposition highlighted ongoing concerns about Boeing's manufacturing practices just as the company grapples with the fallout from the audit and related safety probes.
So, do we think he was murdered?
I mean, it sounds like it. So pretty much, they're in this like big audit because a bunch of their planes were just automatically nosediving.
Oh, we watched remember? That. Yes, I remember that.
And he was like one of the main witnesses because he was in charge of quality control and kept bringing to them like, this is really bad. Like there's issues with our product, right? And they just, shoot him away. So then he went to the press and became a whistleblower.
Yeah.
But then he testified and then he was found dead in his car in a Holiday Inn or something parking lot.
I mean, it could have been a lot of pressure. And
then that's
could...
what his wife put out is like the pressure of the case.
Right.
Maybe pushed him over the edge, you know, because what was that one movie? Theranos.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Remember the same thing? That guy knew there was issues. And he was called to testify, and because of the pressure of that alone, he ended up ending his life. But
that's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. I know I saw this story right before we got on the plane. Oh. I was like, please bad don't timing. Be a Boeing 7. What was it? A 737 or whatever.
Yes.
Which is interesting because there hasn't been any like major airline commercial crashes in the U.S. in like 20 years or something crazy, right? But at the same time, that's worrisome that they failed the audit, right? Because that's what it said, that they failed the audit, right? Majority of it.
Yes.
Because they also had the exit door fall off of one of their planes or open.
Oh, I saw during that video. Flight.
Yeah.
Is it
that's what started it all was the door falling off.
Are they just trying to cut corners, you think, or
for sure with production?
That's the hard thing about money. Money becomes everything, and you try and do anything you can to save a dollar to make more money, you know.
The consumer fails, the vacuums start to suck or not suck.
Right?
Yeah.
They don't build them like they used to.
Right?
What are you talking about?
I was just referring to the vacuum situation we were talking about a minute
ago.
Oh,
okay.
I was just saying they don't build them like they used to. Nope,
they do not.
Planes, vacuums, all of it.
Oh, flying.
I was sitting by the door yesterday on our flight home.
I saw that.
Yeah, I was so scared.
Did you guys not sit by each other?
No.
No, we weren't going to pay the $17 to pick our seat. Each other. I mean, I wish I would have, because then me and Taylor could have freaking...
fought that guy.
Tagged in. And
although we forgot to pick our seats when we were flying home from Arizona.
Oh, that's right.
And we had Fletcher, and they put Fletcher in his own row.
Could you imagine getting put by a three-year-old?
Yeah, and we like scanned it, and he's like,
this cannot happen.
This is not gonna
like,
work.
You're right, this cannot happen. So yeah, he put us awesome. In the front, like nice. It was because usually there's three people in a row. But we were in the very front, like, I don't remember first what class, they called whatever. It, premiere. So there was only two seats, and we got full-size candy bars. I was like, dang, that was way nice.
Yeah, they hooked it up. We're like, we should do that more often, put Fletcher in his own row. Yeah, that is crazy. I mean, Boeing's huge. And that documentary really did show, like, the board's push for their stock to rise, like, destroyed the quality of the product.
That's crazy.
Well, on that note, moving down the list, we have highlights from the 96th Academy Awards. At the 96th Academy Awards, Oppenheimer dominated, with winning 7 awards, including Best Picture and Best Actor for Cillian Murphy.
Wow.
Emma Stone won her 2nd Best Actress Oscar for Poor Things, while Barbie secured an award for the original song by Billie Eilish and Phineas, her brother, O'Connell.
Yeah, I felt bad for the Barbie people.
I did too. I mean,
the fact that Billie Eilish is the only one that won the Oscar.
I know, but like that movie got crazy. A lot of hype, I feel like. And that's got to feel good, at least for them, like that the fans really liked it and a lot of people showed up to watch it, you know. But it's in the Academy, the one that votes, and I'm sure they have like a certain criteria that they look for.
Or none of the Academy watched Barbie, and they didn't get the message.
Yeah, that's true.
That Barbie was perpetuating.
I did think it was crazy that the director of Barbie wasn't even nominated.
Right.
Greta.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't even a nominee.
Yeah.
And, like, Jimmy Kimmel, like, at the beginning even said, like, this is crazy.
Yes.
Like, how did this happen?
I like Jimmy Kimmel. He did a good job
posting. He actually did do good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw an article saying he's catching heat, but...
Really?
All these award shows.
It's because he talked about Trump.
Oh, well. He talks about it every night in his Tonight Show, so it's
he does hate Trump, huh?
They hate each other.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
Jeez.
But, what's his name? Ryan Gosling. It was the best part of the whole show.
That was funny.
He performed... I'm Just Ken.
Yeah.
And it was so good.
What was good was Margot Robbie. Margot Robbie, her reaction was awesome because she was like dying laughing. And then when Emma
Stone
won her award, she was like,
I broke my dress
during the Ken song.
Man, she was like, when he held the microphone to Emma and she sang, that was...
Yeah, they've been in 2 movies together.
We cannot.
Who?
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling.
La La Land.
And crazy stupid love.
We cannot we cannot escape La La Land in this world.
Wow.
I love La La Land.
I know, it's amazing, but we can't escape it.
Yeah.
The pain we feel.
What do you mean?
Have you not seen it?
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he doesn't like musicals.
Whoa.
Except for Hamilton.
La La Land. There's
the exhale from behind me. Who was that?
That was Emma. Jeez. There is so much lore and meta story behind La La Land.
I feel like you would like it.
I'm a learned it. Gentlemen, these
La La Land is so good. And so that in that same Oscars, Emma won her first Academy Award
for La La Land.
Wow.
Yeah. And then when they were announcing Best Picture, they said La La Land, and all of the people from La La Land came up, and then someone like whispers in his ear and he's
JK.
Oh, we lost. He said that into the microphone. And then all the people from Moonlight came up and accepted.
They actually won.
And they actually won A24 movie,
that's
by the way.
Sad.
And what's crazy is Al Pacino.
Oh, yes. Announced
up,
the biggest award.
They usually do a big nominee video and
he just
goes,
skips it.
I see.
No, he said, my eyes see.
My eyes see Oppenheimer.
Oh, it's Oppenheimer. And everyone's like, what?
And it's so quiet. And they're like, wait, what?
And the guy who had the glide cam, like the camera to catch whoever won, they cut to his camera and he's still like running over
to get
what's her name?
Because I'm sure he was prepped for the nominees to get them.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, we were like, what just happened?
He had to hustle over to get Chris Nolan and I forgot his wife's name.
What award was it when Will Smith slapped?
It was just in.
It was an Oscar?
It wasn't in the middle of an award.
He was just doing like a spoof.
Chris Rock was like doing his monologue. Yeah. Not his monologue.
I know, but was it Oscar?
It was Oscars. It was at the Academy Awards, yeah.
That's crazy.
The best one, there were two that I really liked. It was Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito's presentation.
So funny.
It was so funny. And I liked America Ferrera and that comedian lady. I can't remember her name.
I have no idea.
The blonde lady from, she was in Barbie. She was the crazy Barbie.
Oh, yeah. I forgot her name.
I don't know her name.
But is her name Kate?
I don't know, but those two were my favorite presentations.
Yeah. No, I like watching them.
Yeah, I do
like,
too.
We love movies. We always talk about movies on this podcast, and like, it also adds to my list. Not that they're the end all of like, these are great movies of our time, but I'm like, oh, I want to see that now. You know, like the Godzilla minus one.
Yeah.
Won best graphic arts or
best
whatever.
Like CGI or whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Visual something.
Visual effects. There you go.
And they have like no budget.
It's like $15 million
budget. It
was
shot like an indie film.
And
but
they, all
like
had,
looks.
They all went up there and they had all these. They all had miniature Godzillas.
Yeah.
They were like holding them.
And I saw this TikTok. So on the red carpet, one of the reporters asked him like, what's your favorite movie of all time? And they were like, Alien, Jurassic Park.
Really?
Like just bangers, right, of amazing movies. And the guy did a stitch and he's like, thank goodness somebody says actual good movies instead of like, my favorite movie is the 1800s film filmed in France,
like Austin Butler,
like whatever. Austin Butler. Oh my gosh. Yeah, they asked him on the red carpet, what's your favorite movie?
As a kid.
He said, as a kid. Yeah. Citizen Kane.
No, he said, what's that? Oh, freak. We got to look it up.
I couldn't even tell you. I've never seen
it. It literally just left my mind. It's like the oldest cowboy movie was like, whoa.
I don't know.
Clint Eastwood.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Yes.
Yes, that's it.
What's your favorite movie as a kid? The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? And he's like, no. No. Stop it. There's no way Austin Butler, that was his favorite movie as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool. I love the Oscars.
Yeah. That was fun. All right. Last piece of news. Happiest and unhappiest countries in the world.
Oh, yes.
The Global Mind Project's 2023 report reveals a stagnant global mental well-being since the pandemic, with the United Kingdom ranking as the second most miserable country.
Oh my gosh.
And
Harry.
Uzbekistan as the most miserable. The happiest countries include the DR, Sri Lanka, and Tanzania, while the United States landed in the middle of the rankings.
Hmm.
The report highlights early smartphone ownership and high consumption of ultra-processed foods as critical factors impacting mental health, especially in more affluent nations.
Yeah, I saw this. This is crazy.
But that surprised me because I feel like America, especially with processed foods, is the worst with processed foods.
That's why.
But wouldn't we be ranked last?
That's why we
then?
All have to move to Italy.
We come over so here, Harry.
Come over here.
Yeah, I want to get your input. UK was second.
Yes. How do you feel about that, Harry?
Most depressed country, and I wanted to get your take on why.
It's got to be the weather.
You think?
I don't know.
What's the weather?
I've heard it's rainy and cloudy. Oh, it's like Seattle.
Okay, Harry's here. He is a former Londoner. What do you call yourselves?
Londoner.
Yeah.
Brit.
A Brit. He's a Brit. yeah, what are your thoughts? Why do you think the UK ranks so badly? Economics,
Brexit,
maybe?
Brexit probably plays a really big part in that.
Yeah.
What's Brexit?
Another time.
Yeah.
We're not about to go into Brexit. Yeah. Pretty much these guys came in, pushed for this thing called Brexit. When it got passed, they all bounced and left the country to shambles.
Okay.
The UK was in... the European Union, which meant you could travel and work and like visit all these places in Europe without visas, without tariffs. Trade was free between the nations. And then because they wanted to make the UK a really independent country, all the old people were basically racist. So they were like, we don't want these foreigners in our country anymore.
Oh, wow.
Brexit, boom. And so like all the old people basically voted for it. Anyway, so... people just hate the government in the UK. Mm. And also there's no patriotism like there is here. Even though
people
the US
loyal.
Isn't much better of a country, 50% of the population here are just so proud to be American.
True.
Even though they're not happy, they love it here. Do you know what I mean? So I think that probably messes the votes for the US's favor.
So you don't think the weather has anything to do with
probably that too. Yeah, probably.
Lindsay's really wanting you to say yes.
Anyway.
I think...
it's also expensive. It's
really?
Like, it's ridiculous.
When did the Queen pass?
21. No, 22.
Oh,
22.
Maybe it's that.
You have you seen all the Kate Middleton stuff? That might be another one on your news.
Yeah,
topics,
that
anyway.
Was crazy.
I haven't seen it.
We can dive into it, but as far as the UK, I think it's crazy because like the pound was worth double at one point the dollar.
See... Trump and Brexit are like the double factor. The pound is shit now because of those two.
Yeah.
I moved to the States in 2017, right after Trump went into office, and the rate was like $1.70.
Yeah.
Before.
Crazy.
And this literally, when I got to America within the span of a month, it was at $1.29 after Trump took office.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure economics and. Maybe they just feel a little bit hopeless, you know, as far as like, what can they do now?
Honestly, though, that's how it feels. And like, if you look into some of the stories of like free school meals for kids, like there's been interviews with kids and families where they like talk about how they don't eat on some days just to make food last. And like certain professional soccer players out there, like started a campaign to petition for it. So big up Marcus Rashford as Bieber, I would say.
I'm a big, school lunch has to be free, dude.
It's
like...
Because you don't know what kid... And plus, it's like, if you have to pay for lunch, and but a kid gets free lunch, like, you know that kid's going to be embarrassed that he has to have, like, the free lunch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it should just all
be free. All be free, so then no one even knows.
No, I agree. I don't think any kid should ever go hungry if they're going to school.
Yeah.
Like,
and
stop
you,
it.
You just look at stuff like that, and like... So another example, British Gas and BP... Their profits, like this year, went up 10 times what it was the year before.
So they're kind
of
gouging them.
Stories of like old people living on the bus during the day, so they don't have to run the heater at their home because they can't afford heating. And like, and like, so people just hate the government. They hate energy companies in the UK.
Yeah,
and they're just not doing anything about it. So honestly, it is literally like.
So you think it's true? The report, it could be.
Yeah, yeah. I would go home purely for my family and friends.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, and like the culture of the people. But it is a shit place to live, really.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see a revolution in our lifetime.
Why are you putting that out there? I don't want
this
that.
This is where I leave the conversation.
Yeah, Larry's like, I'm out.
If Well, I mean, yes, revolutions are hard, but it's like that's how change happens.
Linz, when are you becoming a, what do you call them? Like a rebel.
I mean, I don't think that should be the solution, but it's like, how do you get these people to listen and stop gouging everyone so that people can have more money to actually live a good, yeah, a decent life?
I don't know. Something I did read in the report, though, that I thought was interesting, they contributed a lot of it to smartphones.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Like how poorly that is on your mental health.
Yeah.
And like, I think it said especially in developed countries, right? But number one was Dominican Republic.
Yeah, what are they doing there?
Let me scroll back up.
Yeah, what are they doing there?
In Sri Lanka, I think.
The happiest countries include the DR, Sri Lanka, and Tanzania.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I wonder what they're up to.
Something to learn there. Maybe the simplistic of life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Are they third world countries or developing countries?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. I don't know.
I've never looked into any of those countries.
Me neither. Sri Lanka, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I don't want to
I don't even know where Tanzania is.
Sri Lanka is a developing country.
Oh, it is.
Hmm.
Well, that goes to show.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not all about money, you know? So I think, again, you become a prisoner of money, right? When, like, there's countries where that doesn't play a huge role. Right. Right? You're just living your life and maybe, obviously, other aspects are...
Does it say what their government is?
Of Sri Lanka?
Yeah, or Dominican Republic.
Like, are they a democracy or not?
Yeah.
Whoa, Sri Lanka looks beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe scenery?
Where is it?
Sri
Lanka. It's just off of India.
Off of India? Oh, yeah,
it's south.
Oh,
it's like
really?
It's like a... I don't want to say an island and sound dumb,
it's
but
kind
it
of
is
like a
it
like a Madagascar
be,
type.
Yeah,
thing.
It actually kind of does look like a Madagascar.
Okay,
but it's way smaller than Madagascar. But like down at the bottom tip of India, it's down there. But Sri Lanka, let's do a little learning here.
Give us the report.
Are they Buddhist?
Their religion is Buddhist.
Oh, that's got to be it. I've heard Buddhism.
Their government is unitary, semi-presidential republic.
Semi.
And their president's name is Ranil Wickremesinghe.
I have to research all this
stuff.
Yeah,
that's interesting. Yeah, it is interesting to look at
Next time, we're going to give a report on what we learned about Sri Lanka.
Okay, I'm down. It's cool. I had to give a report on Nigeria.
I gave one on Luxembourg.
What is that?
It's like the tiniest country. It's the
smallest country.
And it was the wealthiest. I don't know if it's still
And what was the most saddest country? It was Uzbekistan, right? The
saddest country is Uzbekistan.
Where is that? That's got to be next to Kazakhstan.
I think it's by Kazakhstan, yeah.
Yep.
Which is what? Is that Europe?
It's like...
Asia, probably.
It's like more... It's like below Russia. Kazakhstan's right below Russia.
And they're the saddest? That would be horrible.
And yeah, so Uzbekistan is below Kazakhstan by Turkmenistan. Hmm. They're above Iran and Afghanistan.
Wonder how they got these results. They didn't send me a survey.
They surveyed how many people? 700,000 across all the countries.
That's a good amount.
So, yeah, that's cool. I actually... For some reason, the universe always puts this report in front of me.
I would like to see, though, because, you know, the United States is so large and has such a vast, like, variety of people and cultures here. I would like to see state-wise happiest versus unhappiest.
Well, I saw this thing. It was, like, stats for each state, like graphs on Reddit. And one of them was... most overdoses of drugs.
Yes.
And Utah was the lowest.
Go 50th. Utah. That's good.
I know. It was like 0.21 per every 100,000 or something crazy.
Well, that's good.
I know. I thought that was good.
I'm going to Google happiest, unhappiest states. Because now I'm not going to stop thinking about it.
We got to know.
That would be interesting.
While Lindsay's looking that up, I... there's this TikToker from the UK that has been in the US for a while. He's pretty funny.
Yes, and I saw this.
He was talking about how people say that Americans aren't very well traveled. And he said, I finally understand why. And it's because each state is so different that you can just travel around America and it's so different wherever you go, which is true. Like I've been to Boston, DC, Florida, Texas, like everywhere you go in America truly is so different. And you can kind of blend in because we all speak the same language when you're there.
True.
The ease like you of don't really seem like a tourist in the United States.
But like since we, because one way when I lived in Ukraine that I noticed you can kind of seem like a foreigner is not knowing how to use public transit and also behave on public transit.
Yeah.
So it's easy to kind of spot people sometimes when you're in Europe or whatever, because people are like, you can tell if they're if they don't really know what they're doing or they just don't speak your language. But in America you can blend in, but it's so different
and it's so vast. Like just the sheer size of America is like, you know,
I asked Harry,
me traveling from Utah to Texas would be like me crossing Europe.
I asked Harry how long it would take for him to get from, what was it, London to
mere hours.
You can get to Germany or
Paris is like from central London.
Paris is
4 hours from to Paris. From
4
London.
Hours. Dude, you're not even
that's
out
like,
of Utah.
Yeah, that's
in
literally
4 hours.
St. George for us. Lowest part of Utah.
That is crazy. So, and that's
trains to all of them.
And trains. That's what I wish, but again, the United States is so big. It would just be so nice to have a train system that just took you to these
places.
Please,
no more planes, more trains.
Bullet trains.
Yeah.
Come on, Elon.
Because, and that's why I want to do like me and Lindsay at some point in our life want to go stay and live in the UK for like 6 months or a year so that we can go to all these places, right? And it's just like us traveling here in America where it's easier, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, what do you got, Lindsay?
Okay, guess the number one.
The most what?
The happiest.
The happiest day, I bet, is like a Maine.
North Dakota.
Nope.
Dang.
Okay, what is it?
It is Utah.
What?
That's what Google said anyway.
I think on that graph it did show that it
says
Utah.
Study ranks Utah as happiest state, West Virginia as unhappiest, and Hawaii as top in emotional and physical well-being.
Hell yeah.
Wow, West Virginia is the lowest?
Yes.
What is going on there, guys?
Country Roads is about West Virginia. How could it be this?
How
saddest?
Dare... Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that song is the reason.
But I've also heard stats that Utah is high in suicide rates as well as like antidepressants.
I'm pretty sure in that Reddit thread we were like lowest on those.
Well, that's not what I keep hearing.
Yeah, well, you just saw, you just read.
Yeah, but who
the
knows?
The happiest, where, why would they put that? I think Utah's amazing.
It is a good place.
I think it is.
The culture can be interesting.
The culture is interesting. The people can be interesting.
It's almost like a giant high school.
Yeah.
And everyone's in their cliques, you know?
Yeah. We don't really go out, so it doesn't matter, but... All right, let's move on. We got to get to the rest of this.
All right,
I'll read this later.
Let's play two cards from We're Not Really Strangers.
Check them out, we'renotreallystrangers.com. We have the couple set here. Let's jump into it. Whoa. Okay, so we're still on round one. Do we want to just jump to round two?
I think round one has been great. Why would we? What's wrong with round one?
Okay.
You just got to keep going with the game.
All right, so I'll do one and you'll do one.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I'm ready.
I know. I was reading in my mind. I'm dyslexic, I'm telling you. Because what I read is not what's on this card. Okay. But here we go. What intimidated you most about me early on, if anything?
I was intimidated.
You were?
I was. Remember when we
went
bowling?
I feel like I'm not a very intimidated...
Yes, but we went bowling and I was so nervous. Because you were so funny and I didn't want you to think I was like lame. So I almost feel like your sense of humor and your personality is so big that it intimidated me because I didn't want to I wanted you to think I was funny too, but I like just feel like I couldn't compete with your personality. Not that I can compete with anyone's personality, but that's just, yes.
Here's my thoughts about me.
Okay.
Let's talk about me.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I feel like when I do meet people first, I'm a bit much.
I feel like people like you.
But they like that almost. Yeah, like, yeah. It's kind of like amusing.
Right.
Right? They're amused by me.
Yeah.
But then as time goes on, they realize who I am.
Which is?
They're like, oh, he doesn't reply to my texts. And he just is a homebody hermit.
It is funny, though, because knowing your personality, like, know, people think you're, like, this big extrovert that just loves to, yes, like, be around people, but you are a huge homebody and just like to be at home. So it's just funny.
I know.
Like, the two sides of you.
I know. I feel like I let people down because they're like, this guy's awesome. And then
we're going to hang out all the time. Yeah, and it's like,
well, he actually sucks.
No, well, they don't think that. That's just.
Oh, I got to answer for you.
Yeah.
Oh. Was I intimidated? Yeah, I think I'm realizing now in my age.
Yeah. Well, I feel like at 18, you probably like weren't really intimidated by anything. I feel like 18-year-olds were like,
yeah, that's whatever. Where I'm going. Like, I feel like at that time, I was kind of just like, this is cool.
Yeah.
This is fun. You know, like, I wasn't intimidated. I was just more like,
right,
this is awesome. She like held my hand, you know, like,
yeah.
Like the scope of, like, I guess I wasn't that deep.
Right.
Like, it was very surface, mm-hmm, like, this is fun, mm-hmm, you know? So, sorry.
That's fine.
It's not that good of an answer, but that's the truth. The truth shall prevail.
Yep. What warning would you give yourself about me at the start of our relationship?
Oh, man, where do I start? No, I don't know. What warning would I give myself?
About me.
About, yeah, you.
Mm-hmm.
let me think. I think I would warn myself, like, I don't know. I feel like my answers are always the same. I'm like a broken record.
Do you want me to read a different one?
Yeah, that one's lame.
It is kind of similar to ones we've already had.
I know.
I don't like that one either.
We're just picking and choosing.
I know.
Are we breaking the rules, Meg, or are we okay?
We already know. Like, these ones I feel like we already know too well.
So I was thinking, like, number two might be a little more juicy.
Yeah, let's do number two. Because these ones I feel like we've already... Two? Yeah, I feel like we've already answered these in, like, different ways on different questions.
I know. That is the issue. All right, well, Lindsay's opening that right next to the mic. Can you hear it, Taylor? Are we good?
That's okay. It's fine if you can hear it.
Sorry. A little ASMR action going on right now.
All right.
No, I'll just put it right there. Okay, we'll see what level two is all about. What's one small thing I do that tells you everything you need to know about me?
Oh, interesting. Yes. Okay, let me go there. Okay. I knew I had a moment where I was like,
this, yes, is me in a nutshell.
That is you.
I need to read again so I can think of my answer.
What was it? Like, there's that, like, cliche thing. Or, like, meme that I've seen going around where it shows a family and there's only one slice of pie left.
Yeah.
And the mom says, I've never been into pie. Okay. You can have it.
Right.
And it, like, it shows, like, the sacrifice.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like you do that for me. Like, yeah, let's say you plate dinner, the one that's a little bit more food, you'll give that to me.
It's true. That is true.
You know, yeah, or like, cater's a bad word. That's not the word I want to use. But like, the way you're selfless.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's nice.
All right, go ahead.
I need to read it again, just to make sure. What's one small thing I do that tells you everything you need to know about me?
Oh, well, we did it backwards.
what's one small thing I do that tells me? No.
We did it right. Okay, go ahead.
But so now it's like you're asking me.
Okay, what's one small thing I do that tells you something, everything about me?
I don't know, because I feel like there's so many different, like we just talked about, you're just so, like, you could be totally different in different settings. Okay. but I feel like mostly, like, your personality stays the same, but I feel like one small thing that you do is, like, you won't let, like, if we go out to dinner or something, and, like, you'll cover the bill, and you won't let anyone pay. And I think that's just you as a person. You just like to like give, you know, and you also don't like people to feel like they are obligated to like do stuff for you. And you do that for me. Like if I'm tired or something, you'll be like, just go lay down. I'm like, well, I need to do all these things. And you're like, no, it's fine. And while you're like busy working or something like that, I feel like that's just you.
Yeah. I think it's because I have such deep emotions tied to like not, for example, like when you're poor and have no money and you go out to eat, it's kind of scary.
Right.
You know, like what's this bill going to come out to? Mm-hmm. And I don't ever want anybody to like spend time with me and think like, well, I don't know if I can afford the bill.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what they're stressed about. Like I want someone to, when they go to out to eat with me, in their head they think, oh, Jaden always gets the bill, so I don't really have to stress.
Right.
I'm gonna try to get it, but I know he's going to, so.
Right. And I think that's just you, because you just, you're a big like, you like other people to be happy and not stressed. Yeah. Like if I have a problem, Jaden will solve it for me no matter what.
Yeah.
To make sure that I am not stressed. And so I just feel like he's very good at like recognizing that you know, people might have problems, and he's willing to do whatever it takes to make it feel comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely like to it's exactly what you said. Like if I can make someone be less stressed or be more comfortable,
you'll do it.
I'll do anything to make that happen, you know, and also, I just believe, like, you know, I don't do it to get anything in return, but I believe
like,
that.
Like, good karma and, like, pay it forward.
I think of that, like, you know, if money's ever tight for us, it's like, I believe that, hey, I took care of these other people when I did have, you know, some spare cash. And the universe just works in weird ways and will always provide.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was sweet. Thanks, babe.
Yeah.
That was nice. Okay.
All right. This week's submission. I am from out of state, but I have heard so much about the swinging culture in Utah. Is this true? And what are your thoughts on it?
I mean, I've only seen a few, like I only know one girl that like exploded the internet when she said that she was swinging. And so it was like this big headline of these Mormon
Mom
swinging or whatever, and but it did cause her and her husband to get divorced. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Was he not swinging?
Well, he was, but then she. So the deal was they would like get together. They would get together as a group.
Arrangement.
I don't remember how many there were, but they would get together as a group and they would swing together. But the rule was you couldn't go single with someone else.
No pairing off.
No pairing off and like going by yourself.
Keeping kind of the LDS rules, but kind of in the swinging
world. So I think she had gotten kind of feelings for one of the other husbands and and I think also the rule was you couldn't go all the way or something. I can't remember with this person by yourself, but they did. So anyways, caused some trust issues and they got divorced. But she said she wished she never did it because it ruined her life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She regrets it.
She does.
Yeah, I think there's definitely, but I bet swinging's everywhere.
Oh, I'm sure it's everywhere. Think? But I feel like it's
more.
I don't think it's just a Utah thing. It might be more of like a hidden secret thing here just because of like a lot of people are LDS.
Yeah, I also wonder like, how do you swing?
How does that come up? You're just like hanging out with your friends and you're like, hey.
The rumors and the husbands.
Like, hey, you guys want to like all hook up together?
Jeez.
I'm sure maybe that's how it happens.
But
I'm sure
my biggest thing is like, but then they know that.
Right, and then they could like use that as blackmail.
They
over
know
you
do that.
Yeah, and then they could use that
and
as
then
blackmail.
They tell, like,
but I think
did
that's
you know
why
Jaden do that, or do they not care?
I think that's why she came out public with it, was because I think she was might have been getting blackmailed, so she was like, I'm just gonna come out to the whole internet about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thoughts, Taylor?
I don't know. I think it's so bizarre, but I think I know who you're referring to.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure I could say her name. Everyone knows her, right? Taylor, Frankie, Paul.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it seems like seems like she doesn't do that anymore because she's with a new man.
Yeah.
So I played golf with him a few weeks ago because he's friends with one of my friends. Obviously,
and he's a swinger.
No.
Oh.
Her new guy that she's with. He's very nice. He's good friends with one of my friends.
Yeah.
And obviously we don't, I mean, I'm not, we barely say each other's, we barely have interaction whenever I see him.
Yeah.
So we don't say any of that, but they seems like she came out on
but
the
why
other
is it so
side,
prevalent in Utah if it is? Is it just because of like.
That's the thing. I've only heard of that one incident. I'm not like in the know about this type of stuff, so I don't really know other.
Because I have heard tons of people say that, like, man, the swinging community's crazy here.
Yeah, I don't get out that much.
I think
much,
things
so.
In Utah maybe just get hyper
dramatized.
Yeah.
Again, because rumors, I feel like, especially if you do something like that where maybe it's semi normal in other places, but here it's like so crazy that it just spreads like wildfire. Like, did you hear that so and so? And then it just gets bigger.
Yeah,
bigger.
I bet that's it. So. I don't know if that answered or whatever the question was.
That was it was just a submission.
Just
that said,
a
I was statement. Just asking your thoughts, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's like, I wouldn't want anyone to know.
Right.
It's more of like the outing that's
yeah,
like crazy
like
to me.
Someone
like,
could, like, unless you're like fully aware, like on, like that's, you know, because some people have like a lot of couples or like they have multiple partners in their relationship and that's just the way they are and they're fine with it. But I feel like.
But then those people.
But if they don't care if other people know, then that's fine. But I feel like if you're trying to keep it secret, that's when I'd be like, no, because then they could hold that over my head. You know?
I feel like all the stories I hear about it are like rich couples who maybe got married as in the religion at a young age. And
that
then
could be.
They didn't get to experiment.
They eventually have money and they're like trying to get it, trying to feel something. And they don't want to get divorced.
You know what they call that?
So they're like.
What do they call it?
Midlife crisis.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I could see that happening.
Yeah, that does make sense. I think it is that like maybe you get married young and so then you're like, what? And you saved yourself for marriage.
Right.
So.
So then instead of getting like divorced, you're just like, well, why don't we both just, you know, go hook up with some other people?
Because divorce is also frowned upon.
Divorce is also frowned upon in Utah.
You gotta do what you gotta do, I guess. All right.
Let's get to the last segment here. Settle our debate. Should children be given smartphones and access to the internet at a young age?
That is a tough thing that I feel like we have to deal with. Because like when we were growing up, cell phones were new.
Yeah.
And it was fine that I didn't get a cell phone and it was just a flip phone.
Yeah, how old were you when
I was
you got your first phone?
When I was a freshman in high school.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That seems late.
Well, I'm 2 years older than you.
There was cell phones.
I know.
Stop.
There were cell phones in middle school, but there weren't any in elementary school. And there were people still in my middle school that didn't have cell phones yet. So I didn't feel like I was the only one that didn't have one. Plus, they were just flip phones, so it's not like...
I think I got my first cell phone in between 6th and 7th grade.
Mm. Why was it 9th grade?
But it's different, because back then, when saying getting a cell phone, it's like you just get a phone.
Like it was a razor.
My first phone was like a razor. I could just text.
Or a juke box or whatever.
It's different now.
Yeah.
Yeah. The smartphone thing adds elements.
It does. It's kind of scary to like think about your child having so much access to like everything.
Okay, how about we do this?
Yeah.
Count to three, and we're gonna say the age we think Fletcher will get a smartphone.
Okay.
Hold on, let me go there. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Taylor.
13. Lindsay said it early.
I was gonna say 13.
I just thought I thought like a teenager, you become a teenager. I just feel like that's a good.
Here's my thoughts.
Yeah.
Is I had friends who parents were very strict.
Yeah.
I had a friend, their internet, if the dad wasn't home, it was in a lockbox, the internet.
Wow.
With this key and code, and his dad would turn the internet off when he wasn't home.
That's crazy.
You know? But that friend had the biggest issues on the internet.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
And I think it's because it was so like...
Right.
Instead of teaching him...
Right.
Here's... Son, here's how you navigate the internet. Here's what to avoid.
Right. And again, I just feel like this is such a, like, it's just intertwined with our lives now that you just kind of have to deal with it.
That's what I mean. Like,
so you might as well just teach your kids how to use the internet responsibly and, like, warn them about certain things. But, like, even if you don't give them a phone, their friends are going to have phones. Their friends are going to have computers. Their friends, you're going to have all these things to have access to stuff, you know, whether... Yeah. You like it or not.
Yeah, I agree. It's the world we live in now.
Right.
You know, like, I don't really care for this guy too much, Gary Vee, but...
I don't know who that is.
He's just like a... I don't even know. Anyways, a lady walked up to him and asked, should I keep my daughter off of social media or allow her to have social media? And his response was, Don't keep her off of social media because her friends are going to have social media. Right. And, but my biggest piece of advice is to build her confidence outside of social media.
Yeah.
Right. So that when she is on there, it's not damaging to her mental health because she has,
like, she's not trying to find validation through other people.
Validate her outside of social media, build her confidence and, you know, teach her good values. And then social media is just an entertainment piece.
Yeah.
Right. So, and I think that's the route I want to go. Like, right. I don't want to be the parent where it's like every little thing is controlled by me and you with Fletcher. Especially like if he's an only child, like, what do we expect him to do?
Right.
You know, just sit here on the couch. And it's like, plus, like, look at what social media has done for us.
Right. And that's what I think. It's like, it can, social media can really put you ahead in life if you use it correctly.
Totally.
So I feel like just teaching them tools and like warning. Obviously, the thing I worry about is just like predators, I guess. Yeah. And so I was just warning. I'm just a natural skeptic. So I guess if I could instill that in Fletcher, like, don't trust anyone on the internet.
Yeah.
Then you'll be okay.
Yeah. So put in the comments maybe what age you think a kid should get their first smartphone.
Yep.
So, okay. I think that's it. Another great episode. Yep. Thank you guys so much for watching. Be sure to put in your submission, whether it's about swingers or what the rumors or whatever.
Or the husband.
Yes.
So you got to watch Housewives.
You got to watch Housewives. Yeah. If you watch Housewives, you'll think this is a really funny reference that we're doing. But put in your own submission. Click into the description of this video to do so. But other than that, we'll catch you next week, next Monday, for the next episode of Between Us. Thank you so much for watching. Bye-bye now.